Hi there, it's Alexis from Wild Blue Yonder Meditations, and I wanted to let you know that there's now a subscription option for listeners. When you become a paid member of my podcast, each week you'll get access to exclusive meditations and contemplations that cover curated themes, all ad-free. Signing up is easy. Visit tinyurl.com/WBYM-subscribe. That's tinyurl.com/WBYM-subscribe. And don't forget to opt in to receive emails from the creator, that's me, so I can keep you informed on the latest episodes. You can also check out the link in my profile wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry. There will still be free contemplations and meditations each week. Just make sure to like and subscribe to Wild Blue Yonder Meditations wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks in advance for your support, and I look forward to practicing with you. Hello and welcome. My name is Alexis, and today we'll be working on developing your inner resource. Your inner resource is a place of safety and security that you can turn to at a moment's notice whenever you want to feel safe, secure, and at ease. It's an internalized sense of well-being, and the more you spend time there, the more powerful and supportive it becomes when you need it most. Begin by coming into a comfortable position, whether seated or lying down. Take a few moments to make any adjustments that will allow you to be as comfortable as possible in this moment today. Now, turn your attention to your inner resource, a place where when you are there, you feel calm, at ease, welcome, peaceful, safe. It can be a real or an imaginary place, somewhere you've been, somewhere you've only dreamt of. It's entirely up to you. There are no wrong answers. As you start to develop the architecture of this place, let's tune in to your sense of smell. As you spend time in this place, notice, what do you smell? What olfactory experiences, smells, or even the felt sense in the nose are here? How would you describe them? Can you smell your favorite perfume or cologne? The scent of a person or an animal that is important to you? Perhaps a smell from childhood, or maybe the smells of nature. Are there calming smells like lavender or eucalyptus? A blanket that just finished in the dryer, a bouquet of roses. Allow every possible detail of smell sensation to arise as you observe each nook and cranny of your inner resource with your sense of smell. Noticing what this place smells like, Does it smell like the damp earth after it rains? Sharp and pungent like a citrus fruit? Is it fresh and crisp like the air on top of a mountain? A certain type of smell that reminds you of a special moment in your life? Notice how when you spend more time in your inner resource, it becomes easier and easier to really smell all of the scents within this place. Notice too how spending time in your inner resource makes you feel in your body. As you bring your inner resource into your mind's eye, what felt sense arises in your body and mind? When you feel ready, allow your inner resource to fade from your mind's eye, remembering that you can always return to it anytime you like. Taking a deep inhale here, filling the belly, lungs, and chest with air. And then slowly exhaling the breath back out. Taking another deep inhale as you begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Move your arms and legs, gently waking your body up. And when it feels right for you, gently opening the eyes. You've taken one step toward developing a strong and meaningful inner resource. Great work. Thanks for joining me today. This practice is now complete.